Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Pesachim Daf Nun Tes. The Mishnah Amud Beis, in discussing a Korban Pesach, which had a Shechita Shelo Lishmoy, and also had a Machshava of Lishma, and the Mishnah discusses different scenarios. You had the Machshava of Lishma first, then the Machshava of Shelo Lishmoy, and the Gemara discusses was it during the same Avodah, perhaps during separate Avodahs. The Gemara discusses what the Halacha is, but we know that the Shelo Lishma of Pesach is Pasul, just like by a Chatas, only by other Kabbanis is the psul or the machshava of Shlo Lishmoy kasher and not Olu L'Bayl L'Mashem Chayva. Now, what is the psul of Shlo Lishmoy by a Karban? Is it the same as Shlo Lishmoy by Ksivas Get, by Ksivas Eret Torah, by Tzviya Tzitzis, or is it something totally different? Now, the first place to look is Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in Kovit Shiurim Chelik Beis Simen Chav Beis. He brings a Taisvis and Tosfos in Perek Atcheles and Menaches Daf Mem Beis says that if a person dies wool l'shem tzitzis and also had a mind l'shem yisayin, another kavana, it's possible. Why? Midi dehava k'mincha shekamsa l'shma v'shloi l'shma. It's like a mincha that you did a k'mitzah l'shma and shloi l'shma, that the halach is that it's possible. And I can learn from there that dying tzitzis l'shem tzitzis and also l'shem yisayin, you're practicing, you're teaching, that's also going to be possible. And Rabbi Chanan says, Lefizet, Nira, that by a get also, that you're right, L'shem Gerishin and L'Islamate is also going to be possible. He says, however, I heard from my Rebbe, Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik, that he asked the following question on Tosfos. How could you bring a right from Menaches to Tzitzis, that's just like by Mincha? We have a L'shmoy and a Shalei L'shmoy, it's possible. So too, by Tzitzis as well. The Machshava of Shalei L'shmoy by Kachim is not because what he says is Chisorin Machshavas L'shmoy. It's not because it's missing in the Machshava of Lishma. And he says, the reason why someone who has a Machshava of Shalei Lishma is puzzled by Kachim is because it's like Machshavas Pigol. It's like Machshavas Chutzlum Kaimai. It's a Machshava HaPaiselis. There's a distinct psul Machshava that the Torah says that when I have a Machshava by a carbon, Shalei Lishmanai, Chutzlum Manai, Chutzlum Kaimai, and even Shalei Lishma, it passes the carbon. And he says, that's why in our Mishnah, by a Machashav Lishmoy v'Shalei Lishmoy, it's possible. Because not only did you have your Machshava of Lishma, but you stuck in there, Machshava HaPeselis, and that's why the carbon is possible. But by Tzitzis, where I did the Tzviya Shalei Lishmoy, there the psul is because there's a Chisar in Lishma. It's missing in the Lishma. Not because the Machshava of Shalei Lishma passes. He says, however, where I did the Tzviya Lishmoy and Shalei Lishmoy, then I had a Machshava that was Lishma. So he says, that should be good, should be kosher. At kan divrei Reb Chaim. Reb Chanan says that I could answer Tosfos. Bepshitos, he says, Tosfos holds by kachem also the psul machshava v'shlo l'shma, atam hu mishum chisaron l'shma. Ve'in atam mishum the machshava v'shlo l'shma have a machshava piselas. So Reb Chanan says that he holds that the machshava v'shlo l'shma by a carbon is the same as it is by tzviya of tzitzis, by ksivas get. And now like Reb Chaim understands that the machshava of Shlo Lishma by a carbon is something totally different than the machshava HaPaiselis. And the truth is that Reb Chaim Soloveitchik's son, the Brisker Rav, in Chidushei Morin Riz HaLevi, in Perek Dalet, Halacha Yir Aleph of Hilchos Ma'aser HaKabbanis, says the same thing. He makes a cheshbon in a Rambam and says, Dinei be'emes trei dinei yesh bedin lishma shel karbanis. Chada, one is Iker HaDin, Shetzrichim sheyu nekravim lishman k'me kol hadvarim hatunim lishman basiyason. They have to be hukrav lishman like everything else that needs a lishma in their asiyah. V'sheinis the machsheves shlo lishman have yedavar hapoisel. V'zehu din mechudish b'kachim. There's a din mechudish b'kachim that there's a machsheves shlo lishma that passels. Then he goes on to say that since zvachim are stomon lishman heim oimdim, even where I have a machsheves lehepich shlo lishma, that's not going to take away the positive lishma that a carbon has. The only way it can be taken away is with this new din. This din that is a machshava hapaiselas, just like machshavas chutzul zmanai, which is pigul, and machshavas chutzul kaimai, then we have a dovar hapaiselas, and that's the reason why the carbon is going to be possible. And just to end off with a lumda shavart that I heard from Reb Yankel Lieberman, I heard this on the Shas Illuminated Shir on Pesachim Daf Samach. He says that even according to the Tzad, that the Machshava Shalei Lishma is a psul in the carbon, like Chutzul Zmanai, it is not purely and only a psul in the carbon. It has to define and shape the maisa. What does that mean? He says, if you look at now Gemara, that's on Tesla and Beis on the bottom, the Gemara says that if you have the psul of the machshava of Lishma and Shalei Lishma in one Avodah, then you run into problems. You run into problems according to Reb Meir that I'm going to say it's first Lashon Rishon, problem meaning that the Mishnah which says that it's psul can't be going according to Reb Meir who says it's first Lashon Rishon. Because Reb Meir says that in a situation where I say I raise it to Tumura Seila and Tumura Shlamim, we say that the carbon is going to be an Oila. And the sugya of Tfais Lashon Rishon is only where I have contradicting Diburim or contradicting Machshavis. For example, Tumuras Oila is a Stira, is a contradiction to Tumura Shlamim. It can't be an Oila and be a Shlamim. It's one or the other. So if Shalei Lishma is just a Psul, Machshav Mibachot, like Chutzlas Manoi, then we're not going to say that since it came second, I grab on to the first machshava that I had of Lishmoy. For example, if a person had a machshava of Shalei Lishmoy and also had Chutzlas Manoi, second, do we say Tfos Lashon Rishon and we don't look at the psul of Chutzlas Manoi? No, because they're not contradictions. I could have a psul, I could have a machshava of Shalei Lishmoy, let's say by Shaka Bonus, which is kosher carbon. I could also have a machshava of Chutzlas Manoi, and they're both chal on the carbon. So therefore, I must say that even if Shalei Lishmoy is the type of psul, a machshava b'selus like Chutzlas Manoi, it's not exactly like Chutzlas Manoi. It is chal in the maisa. It does shape the maisa shchita or the maisa of the avodah that he's doing. That now this was a maisa that was done l'shem karbon acher, whatever the Shalei Lishmoy was, and therefore when he has a lishmoy and a Shalei Lishmoy, they are contradicting machshavas. And therefore, we're going to say Tfos Lashon Rishon, and we only, according to Reb Meir, are going to say that we look at the Machshava of Lishma. And therefore, like the Gemara says, if it's Avodah Achas, then the Mishnah can't be Reb Meir because of Tfos Lashon Rishon. Have a wonderful day.